The Aliens Who Saved Christmas is a lovely Christmas story. It's aimed at little ones. It's on at the Trinity Theatre, Tunbridge Wells, from the 17th to the 27th of December. And here to tell us all about it is the writer and director, Winnie Southgate, Jason Lower, the Trinity Theatre's creative director and also producer of the show, and cast members Ms. Khan and Juliet Finn. Welcome all. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Winnie, we'll talk to you first of all, because you wrote and directed the play. So can you give us a brief overview of the story?
Yes. So the children get to journey through space at the very beginning of the play. They're brought along by the aliens. They build their own rocket and arrive in space. And then the aliens find out that they have been tasked this enormous feat of creating, I think it's 603 presents. overnight on Christmas Eve, because the elves are stuck and they can't do it. So these two very haphazard, clumsy, endearing aliens need the help of the audience in making all of these presents in time for Christmas morning. And they do manage to, and I won't give too many spoilers away, but it's an interactive adventure with music, an invisible dog, rubber chickens and jack-in-the-boxes and all sorts of silly things that we love to see. It's a lovely adventure for the kids to go on with and the parents to go on.
Sounds great fun. Is it aimed specifically at little ones? And what sort of age group are we talking about?
When I wrote it, I sort of had in mind 2 to 6, 7. So it's a broad range, but it's definitely the younger ones, Anna, and it's something for those maybe more nursery-aged children, but definitely parents as well. And grandparents and all of the above.
What was your inspiration for the story, Winnie?
As a creative, I've done a lot of sort of freelance work with young people. And at the time of writing the show, I was teaching 2 to 4-year-olds. I say teaching. I was having an absolute riot with some 2 to 4-year-olds. We called it drama lessons. And what we sort of did was I gave points of improvisation and I started a story with them. And then we as a group would improvise an adventure together. And the kids always threw some absolute brilliant clangers my way. And I just rolled with everything. Anything flew in these drama lessons. And yeah, and one Christmas I started with the idea that maybe Christmas had to be run by the aliens. And some great ideas were thrown in and we were eating all sorts of alien Christmas feasts and things like this. And honestly, I used that. I used those improvisations, those adventures to sort of inspire the story. It was a really, really fun process.
You obviously have a great imagination and great patience. It must be like herding cats. I can't imagine anything more challenging.
I think I'm just a massive child. So I'm sort of one of them, really.
Yeah, go with the flow. Has this play been performed before? Has it been performed at Trinity before?
It has, yes. Yeah. So I was commissioned to write it 2 years ago for Trinity, and it was performed 2 years ago. I was in it that time, but I thought I'd keep it maybe a bit more simple this year and get some incredible actors to come in and bring something fresh to it as well, really. And so yes, it was on 2 years ago and back, I believe, by popular demand, which is absolutely thrilling. So exciting.
Well, it was obviously a great success to be running it again. So brilliant. Excellent, Winnie. Okay, so Jason, turning to you. Now, we've spoken a few times, Jason. I know you're very active at Trinity. You're Trinity's creative director as well as producing this particular play. So how many people are involved in this particular production?
Oh, so there's the four of us, although it's very much Winnie, Muzz and Juliet, who are leading it creatively. We've got the wonderful Rachel Rose, who is the production designer for it. And we've got our wonderful lighting designer, James Dean, who has lit many shows for me, including Six with our youth theatre earlier in the year. And Ruben Spink will be doing the sound design for us over the course of the Christmas period. And Stephen Hyde, who contributed the music last time, is letting us use the music again. So we're really pleased to have those back.
It's running from the 17th to the 27th of December. That's at the same time as Sleeping Beauty, right?
It is. So we've got...
How are you working that?
So this is happening in front of some of Sleeping Beauty's set. It's just some very meticulous planning from a guy called Phil, who is very good at his job and very good at planning things. On top of this, we also have some wonderful film coming up. So we've got Royal Ballet doing the Nutcracker on screen. We've got Paddington in Peru. We've got Miss Saigon. So there's a whole mixture of things at Trinity this Christmas.
Wow. So lots going on at Trinity. Definitely need to keep an eye on that. Excellent. OK, so we're going to take a short break. And after we come back from the break, I want to chat to Muzz and to Juliet, the actors in the play. So we'll take that break and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Right, welcome back. So The Aliens Who Save Christmas is a lovely Christmas story. It's aimed at little ones. It's on at the Trinity Theatre, Tunbridge Wells, from the 17th to the 27th of December. And with me to tell us all about it is the writer and director, Winnie Southgate, Jason Lower, who's Trinity's creative director and is also producing this particular show, and cast members Muzz Khan and Juliet Finn. So, Muzz, so you're playing Sniff the Alien, is that correct?
Sniff the Alien, yeah.
Okay, that sounds intriguing. You've got a great look anyway, without whatever you're going to be wearing. So can you describe how you're going to look as Sniff the Alien? I mean, what's the costume like? Do you have to wear lots of makeup? Give us a visual image of how you're going to be.
So we've got a costume fitting happening next week, I believe. So it's out of my hands. But I think last time they did it, I think they painted Winnie's face blue and the other faces and the other guy's face green. And they were just all green, almost like the Blue Man Group, but in Tunbridge Wells, right? That's the aesthetic they went for. And I think it was quite problematic taking all the makeup off.
And if you're going to be like that for how many days is it you're going to be doing this? You're going to actually, it'll be in your skin. You will actually spend Christmas with a blue or a green face, I imagine.
Yeah. So I think for that very reason, I don't think they're going to do that this year, which is good. But I think the best person to ask about what we're going to look like will be Winnie and Jason.
We'll go back to Winnie in a minute and ask her. Muzz, what else have you done then apart from this? Is this the first time you've done a children's play? And are you looking forward to it?
So I've done a children's play once before in Northampton. I think it's probably on my second ever kids show. And I've always wanted to do one because when I did, I had no kids, and now I'm doing this show, and I've got three kids. So I really want to do a kids show, and ideally in Tunbridge Wells, because it's less of a schlep for my kids to come and see it. And so then my son joined the Trinity Youth Theatre, I think in September this year, and I saw the flyer for Aliens Who Save Christmas, and I thought, oh, that's cool.
Well, are you local to Tunbridge Wells then, Muzz?
With this accent, absolutely. I'm from Lancashire, but I live in Tunbridge Wells, and I've lived here for 9 years now. The best place to raise kids.
You are an actor, Muzz. What have you been doing recently?
I did something that's going to be on the BBC on Christmas Day, which is the new Wallace and Gromit movie called Vengeance Most Foul, which is well exciting. And I'm not going to play it down because it's a dream come true.
That's really exciting. Who do you play in that?
So he's the anchor of Up North News and he's called Anton Deck. Anton Deck.
Anton Deck. Very good. Oh, that's going to be great. Well, we shall listen out for that, Muzz. Brilliant. We'll look forward to seeing you in this production too. What are the aliens going to be looking like, Winnie? Give us an insight.
So without giving too many spoilers yet, we're still going very, very zany, very colourful. Imagine just sort of patterns, colours, metallic looks. Rachel and I have had some really exciting conversations about sort of 80s vibes. There is a little nod to the 80s in there as well. And and then we also discussed the idea that we want this to look like it's just been pulled out of a toy box and it's in between domestic and this zany, spacey 80s world. And we kind of want the young children who come and watch it to feel like they can go home and make their own planet slurp and pull whatever they can out of their toy box and borrow some Christmas lights and create their own, you know, rockets and things in their bedrooms.
Well, you seem to be getting an enthusiastic response from Muzz and from Juliet. Juliet, how does that sound? Hey, we're going back to the 80s. So you're going to have big hair and shoulder pads, perhaps. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm all for that. I just like big, colourful, bright things. Oh, you can tell from my shirt. I like colours and patterns. So the bigger the better for me.
So we're good. So I understand you were a member of Trinity Youth Theatre.
I was, yeah. Trinity holds such a dear place in my heart. I joined, I think, when I was 12 years old. And I've done all sorts of Trinity. I was part of the youth theatre. I did the Christmas shows in the past as one of the kids in the kids cast. I've done National Theatre Connections there. They helped me get into drama school with all my auditions. And then I came back and I worked there and I helped run the youth theatre with Jason. And I also worked at the bar. And now I get to perform on the stage that I've performed on many times before, but as a professional actor. So it feels very full circle for me. I'm very happy to be back.
Well, isn't that wonderful? And that you've actually managed to make it a profession. And congratulations to you. So you've finished drama school, you're out now in the big world trying to make a
Yes.
living as an actor.
Oh yes. Yes. Easier said than done, isn't it? It's always fun and it's always creative, and to be able to work in a place that's not just a beautiful theatre, but that also is so special and holds so many memories.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Wonderful, excellent. So you're the other alien. Are there just two aliens in this then? It's just the two of you.
Yes.
Have you acted before with
No.
Moz? No? So
But
it's a
in
new
general, yeah.
experience for you.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be working together. I think that I believe there's a very big height difference between the two of us, so
Oh,
that should bring some
really?
good physical comedy to
How tall are you then,
beneficial.
Moz?
6'3".
Okay, and how tall are you, Juliet?
I am almost 5'2".
Okay, well, it'll work. So it sounds brilliant. Juliet, you're going to be acting in front of these little ones. It's going to be very unpredictable. Are you prepared for that?
Yes, I'm a bit like Winnie. I'm a big kid myself as well. And I'm playing Splat, I get to be the kind of chaotic character and create mischief and nuisance, and I get to kind of make all the ruckus with the kids. So that would be great fun.
Audience participation, is it encouraged?
Absolutely,
Yeah.
yes.
I don't suppose you can stop them, can you, actually, if the children start joining in? There's not much you can do about it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we've got to really include it in the show. And they help us on our journey. They're instrumental to the show,
Yeah.
really.
Just go with the flow. That's part of the fun, isn't it? Excellent. Well, look, sadly, we are out of time. It's been wonderful talking to you all. I think the show sounds amazing. It's just the thing for little ones. And what a wonderful introduction to theatre, to get them involved at such a young age. It's wonderful. So, The Aliens Who Save Christmas is at the Trinity Theatre, Tunbridge Wells. It's from the 17th to the 27th of December. Tickets and information from the Trinity Theatre box office or their website, which is trinitytheatre.com. Net. So Winnie Southgate, Jason Lower, Moz Khan, Juliet Finn, sounds absolutely great fun. And thanks for telling us all about the aliens who saved Christmas. And have a lovely Christmas, all of you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you
Thank you.
so much, Lynn.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.